Do you support increasing the base student allocation, and or have you in the past, why or past supported the base student allocation, why and why not? And then, how do you see the future and role of education in our region? Bill, you're ready. You guys both got it? Go for it.
Student-based allocation, there's many parts to the funding of education. We addressed some last year and whether people thought what we did was right or wrong. Nobody sent the checks back from what I understand, but the increase of base student allocation is a different segment of the overall formula. There's many parts to the formula. It's very complicated. But I have in the past, I've been in the legislature since 2004, and since 2004, we've increased the base student allocation portion by $1,500 per student. Some people say that's not enough, but according to our financial director, David Teal, we've been outpacing inflation, whether people agree or not. But I think what happens is when we increase it, they look at from the time they got the money and then going forward. We looked at it last year. I have to remind people that when you come and testify to the Finance Committee, we have staff, and we go down to your priorities. You know, if lawn was our energy, they say energy is our cost. Anybody that come through our offices, energy, busing, you should look at the whole, all the issues, and then base student allocation is last. So to us, we're saying, okay, these are the priorities for this year. Mind you, again, we did fund 3 years in a row, $100 a year increase. We have to look at it. I have no problem with funding increases, but if we can, again, afford it, and never talk about no $2 billion giveaway because we didn't do that, but we do have an obligation for education. I believe firmly in it. I supported the performance scholarship. A Voc-Ed Center in Ketch in Tlaloc, Prince of Wales, because not every student goes on to college. And some people, you know, I need a boat mechanic, I need a welder, I need a hydraulics person, I need the different people that we can train in our schools. So we funded more money last year into vocation, Voc-Ed. And again, how you fund the formula depends on where you want to go. And, you know, it's not always an easy answer. Being the co-chair of finance, you have to say no at sometimes to people. And that's very hard to do. And I'm just going to point out, okay. Start waving, I better quit.
Every year school districts are in the dark about how much money they're going to have for the next budget cycle. And the reason for that is that the state house and the state legislature refuses to forward fund education funding. So school districts are left guessing how much money they're going to get, whether they're going to get the flat base student allocation, whether there's going to be a small incremental increase for energy or transportation in the closing days of the session, or whether they're going to get an inflation-proofed increase. Nobody knows, and so districts have to draw up multiple budgets. If you're a business owner, you had to draw up multiple budgets for every operating year, you'd probably shoot yourself in the head. It just doesn't make any sense. Yet this is what we do to districts every year in Alaska, and it makes no sense, in my opinion. So what I think needs to happen in the future for education in Alaska is pegging funding to inflation. Because every year, expenses rise, and with expenses, so should funding. And I think this achieves both a practical end. Schools aren't faced with sort of a dire financial scenario every year, but you also avoid the political squabbling every year, where if you have a pegged, inflation-proofed education funding source, you don't have to worry about whether or not to increase education funding, and if so, by how much, and if so, for what, for transportation, for energy. It just happens. And I think it's a really common-sense approach to address education funding in Alaska, and it's not happening right now. And unfortunately, the State House has been the major obstacle to this happening, a proactive solution for schools and for school districts. So I think the base student allocation does need to rise with inflation. It needs to be pegged to inflation, no more, no less, reasonable funding source with I think, a strong rationale that was going to be more financially sustainable for schools, but also more politically sustainable, and that we avoid all this gridlock every year, every legislative session, which I think will be better for not just schools, but every policy that the legislature considers, because you won't have this annual right of or right of political grandstanding.